That's a metaphor for life and for spiritual life. Take a moment, figure out what's really going on, and stop rushing onto the elevator, practically knocking over who's ever getting off.
Some people are in a very high state of anxiety.
Because they haven't stopped to think about it.
Yeah, well, they're perpetual anxiety and fear. It keeps them running.
That's my biggest complaint.
Not stopping to think about it is what keeps them running.
Yeah. There's a phrase called, well, that's life in the big city. And that it covers all these things we're talking about. Life in the big city.
Well, we're talking about how to get out of life in the big city and relax in the meadow.
It's done with a laugh. Mm-hmm.
No, I know what you're saying.
I'm not sure of the rules or how it works, if we're allowed to ask personal questions.
Absolutely. You can ask anything you want, and I'm allowed to say whatever I want.
This is kind of a new experience.
Well, it's nice to have you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Good.
I made a New Year's resolution, which I don't normally do, and it's just one word, and that's acceptance. And
that's the magic word. What we like to do is have people come up to the chair and really
gang up on
people. really have a full experience. So I would like to invite you to come up.
Can I bring my water?
Sure. Only because you seem like such a nice guy.
Well, this is awkward. Can I share your table?
Please.
So I had it printed on a leather band, so I'd remember. Acceptance.
See, the real reason I invited you up to the chair, and everybody's invited anytime you want, but the real reason I gave you a direct invitation was because even just in these few words, you're expressing absolute sincerity. You're expressing how, at least I sense, how significant and important and real this is for you. So I want to do whatever I can, not just to honor that, but to take it as seriously as you're taking it.
Can you sense how nervous I am also being up here?
I don't care about that.
The question I was going to ask, or what I was going to ask, is up until a couple years ago, I basically occupied two states, if you will. And I like
Utah and Nevada.
I like to use the analogy of, and I think I've heard it somewhere, of being in a prison. And with me being, one state would be me as the prisoner or the person beneath, and the other would be as the warden or the judge or whatever name. And basically that was it. There were those two states that I occupied. And I could go back and forth and like that. And right now I'm the prisoner. That's why I'm a little nervous right now, because I feel like everybody's judging me right now. A couple years back, I was...
So take 1 second and just relax. And just take a look at these folks. I know it's nerve-wracking, but just take a look. Just start over there and literally scan. Make eye contact with every pair of eyes out there. It takes a minute, so take that. I want you to take that minute.
I'm so used to making people just abstract.
Yeah, so we're going to unabstract.
I'm unabstracting. Okay.
More? A little slower. More? A little quicker.
Everyone.
Yeah, just 2 seconds eye contact in every pair of eyes.
Still nervous.
Okay. So, see any judgment?
Well, the room could be empty. It's my judgment. I'm in the prisoner state or mode, so it's.
And that's a tremendous insight, and I'm truly glad you have that insight. That insight will serve you in a lot of ways.